Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You get a new show each Sunday afternoon, or thereabouts. And this show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Andrea is on the board today. Thanks for being here as always. And today on the show, I'm always excited to welcome my monthly co-host, Miss Louisa Castrodale, our Palm Springs Unified Arts Coordinator. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you, sister?
I'm great, thanks.
Good to see you.
And
she has brought along a very special guest. She's been on the show before, Miss Jennifer Henning. She's the Public Arts Coordinator for the City of Palm Springs. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Louisa.
Yes, ma'am.
We're the end of March already. It's crazy.
It's time for spring break.
The year's just flying by, and we've had so many incredible arts opportunities for our kids this year, as we do every year, but just seems under your tutelage, it grows and grows. Every year, there's something new and exciting, and this year's been no exception, and with more to come, because we have a couple of months left. But tell us about our guest today.
Well, our guest is a long-term collaborator with Palm Springs Unified, and really the reason that we've been able to build up so many great programs over the years, because she's such an enthusiastic advocate for children and the arts. That's Jen Henning, and she is the public arts coordinator for a long time now for City of Palm Springs, and I don't even remember how we first met. But we've done some fun, funky projects over the years. And so we do like to sit down and kind of invent new things as artists and residents are available or as the commission has different ideas for what we might do. But I think one of the most important things that we've been able to come up with over the years is some regular shows for high school students. That's a really important part of the curriculum, and also students who win prizes and do well in shows really are able to garner more scholarships and more notices by college. So I think that's a really important mission that we've been able to develop over the years. And the art teachers know the City of Palm Springs shows, and they look forward to them, and they plan for them and produce some really beautiful work on behalf of the students because of this partnership.
So if these shows are within the City of Palm Springs, does that mean they're only open to the City of Palm Springs students?
They're open to all four high schools in our district. Actually, five.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yes. No, they're City of Palm Springs is very inclusive and includes our whole district in every offering that they have.
So that's really cool. So, Jen, tell us about how long have you been in your position, and what's your background?
Oh, wow. So I've now been in my position for 12 years.
Wow.
Yes, and I want to say that Louisa and I have been working together for at least 10.
11 years.
Yeah,
because I'm in 11 years.
Okay,
Good. We're going back a few years.
We definitely are, and over time, it's just been a really great partnership, and it's been amazing to see it grow and to work with these students and to see them grow and to hear about their endeavors as they get out of high school and go on to colleges and the careers that they're pursuing in the arts. So going back to your question, I've been in the arts for a long time. Wow. So prior to my stint here at the city, I worked for the Palm Springs Art Museum.
Oh.
I was part of their team, and I worked with the Artist Council and the Education Council. So that was wonderful. And prior to that, I did, a lot of volunteering with galleries and museums.
Are you an artist?
I am not.
No?
She's an advocate for artists,
yes,
that's for sure.
I advocate for those who can. I just admire their work.
Wow.
Consider myself a patron. How's that?
That's great.
Patron saint is more like. Yeah.
That's awesome. And, obviously, you don't meet a lot of people in city government who stay in their positions that long. So you obviously must be really good at what you do and also passionate about what you do. So
definitely passionate. And, I work in a great city. And, you know, we work in a great, I'm going to say community, a great valley. And we're very lucky. There's a lot of great things happening, you know, not only in Palm Springs, I'm going to say valley-wide, and, you know, and definitely looking at what Palm Springs Unified School District does. It's a large district, and it actually encompasses three different cities,
five cities.
So it's a community, you know, and it's great to be working for a city that embraces that, you know, not only, you know, diversity of all types, culture, lifestyles, everything. So we're very blessed to all be here.
No, I think we live in an area that embraces the arts and embraces making it available to kids. That is part of the culture and the dynamic of our valley, and we're really fortunate for that. And it was funny, we had a program in the fall at Desert Art Center, which is part of City of Palm Springs as well. And in getting ready for that, we were doing a PowerPoint and trying to look at all of the programs that we've done with the city over the years, and there's so many, from field trips. We've taken students to the Huntington Library and Gardens. We've taken students to the Getty. We've done murals in schools, not just Palm Springs, but also Desert Hot Springs, including one, several done by a commissioner. We've done an art tour of city placed art, city-owned art, with Palm Springs High. And we've done some special projects. We did a Black History Month project, which was banners downtown working with Vista Del Monte School. We did a...
Is that annual?
No, that was a one-time, but we'll talk about a show that we brought back in honor of Martin Luther King Day. But we've also done a couple of special projects where we've fabricated items. We did a replica of a famous piece that's a bench with Cielo Vista School. So over the years, as we've placed things at different school sites and done a lot of different things, field trips and murals and works of art and contests. But I think the high school contest is probably the backbone. We've done Judging a Book by Its Cover. That was a show that ran for several years before we transitioned in the current show. So it is a not a work in progress, but it's an evolving situation. And like I said, you know, the different commissioners, as they come and go, they have different shape to what's happening with the programs. But the programs are well known by the schools and the art teachers, and so that really helps to have a strong connection.
So last year, I think it was the first year for it, Portraits of a City?
Yes.
Now that's a one time.
Oh, that's one time?
That
kind of took on a life of its own. Well, I mean,
that's a good story, too, because literally we have been talking, Jen and I, for maybe 5 years about this idea. She can tell you more about it because she had the initial interest in it. But it took years, and sometimes that happens. It takes years for it to come to fruition, right time, right place, right artist, right backing by the commission and so forth. So tell Joan how we started thinking about that.
So the idea started with my interest in an artist called J.R. He goes by J.R., and he started this I said worldwide exhibition where he was going through and taking portraits of people in varying areas of the world that were in conflict. And then he would take these images and blow them up and put them on the side of a building, on the top of a train, so you could see them from space. He did that project in Africa. He took it all over the world. He even did some portraits in Los Angeles. So anyhow, as this project of JR's is evolving, I tell Louisa about it, and we just kind of went from there. You know, it's like, wow, what a great concept. What a great idea. How wonderful would it be if we could show the portraits of our city? So that idea got tossed around for quite some time.
Years.
Fast forward.
But it's funny because we were really specific, like it should be black and white and it should be a close-up of a face. And, you know, all those elements that happened, we knew that's what we wanted to do.
Absolutely. And then several years went by. We always had it on our to-do list. You know, one day we'll, you know, when the time is right. And after... Gosh, the 2016, I guess it was, election, and just I would say like the face of politics and started changing.
That's our bell. Yeah.
Okay, everything started changing. And we looked at, you know, we had a meeting, started talking. I had a wonderful commissioner, Alfonso Murray, came up. He said he wanted to do a photography project. He didn't know what it looked like. He's like, I don't know, let's talk about it. Do you guys have any ideas? And I'm,
yes, I do.
Funny you should ask.
We do have an idea for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And from there, we sat down and had a meeting, and before you knew it, we had the concept Portraits of a City, and we wanted to use that to really embrace the diversity of the city, of our student body. What builds up not only Palm Springs, but that makes up this valley and who we are and what we are and how special each of us are in our own right.
Well, I think the fun thing about Portraits of a City, not only was it a beautiful product and a show, but it was a concept piece. And so we were working with young artists and we were saying, well, what is beautiful? And beautiful isn't photoshopped, you know, 20 years old, thin, white. It's not a certain thing. There's beauty in all sorts of faces. And so our goal on the outset was to find the beauty in each of our subjects and to capture them and capture their spirit. And so we set out to photograph very young, very old, different lines of work, different backgrounds, ethnicities, ways of life, all of that. Like, that's really what we were going for. And so the students really understood the mission. And the other thing that struck me, too, when we saw the final product is it turns out that all of our students were girls, and they were working with Chari, our photographer, and they paid very serious attention to what he said about engaging with your subject and drawing them out. And these were kind of shy girls, very quiet in the beginning. And when they had to work with their subjects, they had to direct them and talk to them. And the looks on the faces of the subjects are specifically related to the enjoyment they were getting from working with our wonderful young students. So that was really interesting to me. The photographs we captured and the expressions on the subjects' faces were very unique. It wouldn't have been the same if it was just adults taking the picture and whatever. They really bought into it, and people showed up to have their picture taken that understood the concept, that this was about humanity and really capturing people. And some of the most interesting photographs are the most wrinkled faces, yeah, or the funniest expression, or someone with their dog, or, you know, two partners together interacting. It's, you know, so it was even better, I think, than we imagined. And I think the key element is the fact that it was young people taking the photos drew something out of the people having their picture taken that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
And were these girls in a photography class?
No,
or?
No. That's why we were kind of excited about using that medium, because photography, other than Cathedral City High School, is not readily available. So it's like, okay, so here's advanced art students that are really good at art and the concepts of art. Let's show you another medium. Mm-hmm. And they took it very seriously because Chari allowed them to use his equipment that's very, you know, high-end, high-tech equipment to shoot, and so they had to learn, and they had to grasp the concepts of photography, what makes a good photograph, and the equipment, and engage the subject. It was a lot, you know, and they really did a wonderful job.
And I can say, and I've said this so many times since this project has started, what was so amazing is to see the students grow. From this was, what, an eight-week project?
Yeah, it was about 8 or 10 weeks of start
to
finish.
And so from the first shoot that all the students did.
Or even from the first class when we went in.
Exactly, yes, yeah, the first class, to see them kind of shy and bashful.
Giggly and... Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, just kind of quiet. And then as the weeks went on, 1 week to the next, they get a little bit bolder from the first interactions they had with their subjects. From the first photo shoot to the second, it was amazing. The mm-hmm, first photo shoot, they were just kind of bashful.
Well, we were at the street fair.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to corral people as they walked by. Hey, you know, do you want to take our picture? And they're like, no, I can't do it. And so I'm out there. I'm like, come on, let's get, you know, let's talk to people. And that's one of the police officers, Hank, that was photographed. We went down to the table that they have at street fair and asked, you know, please, we need you to come down. So from being absolutely terrified to do that to the second shoot we had at Backstreet, where they were unstoppable.
We had to tell them, okay, you have to stop talking. Yeah. We need to take their photograph.
It's 10 o'clock. We have to go home.
Yeah. So, and then even following that, we had an artist talk at Desert Art Center in the fall. And the girls, most of them showed up.
4 out of 5 were there, yeah,
and
on the panel.
They had their own panel time and spoke about their experience. And they were answering questions from the audience and sharing what they hope to do in the future and where they're taking these skills. Amazing.
So did the subjects get copies of the photos?
They got 8x10 copies. Nice. And they're beautiful photos. And
yes, they are.
You know, because of the process, which is, you know, learning about photography, learning how to shoot, doing 2 photo shoots, then Jen, Chari, and I sitting down and culling that down to what we think are going to be the finals. And then the students, you know, worked with Photoshop in a very minor way, because we made them into black and white, and just some very minor revisions. That is quite a learning curve, a steep learning curve in the space of, you know, say 2 months. But it came out better than I think we thought about 5 years ago when we
Absolutely.
Dreamed it up. So.
How cool. So what shows do we have either that just happened or that are coming up or we're in the midst of?
So since the first of the year, these are 2 shows, and I think this is really important on the part of City of Palm Springs. We, in working with arts with young people, we want to be reflecting cultural values. And so we, 2 years ago, we decided we were going to have our first ever Martin Luther King Jr. Excellence in Art competition. And that went so well, and the work was so beautiful that we said, you know, let's add a Cesar Chavez Excellence in Art show as well. So these have just wrapped, and these are second year on both of them, but honoring, you know, 2 heroes in American history, and also being responsive to the culture of our students.
Absolutely, and the exhibition, the Cesar Chavez Excellence in Art exhibition, that is currently on display at the Palm Springs Public Library. So I, you know, if you have time and you're able to get over to the library, please go and see it. The work by these students are just amazing. So and
how long will that be for?
The show will be up into April.
Okay.
So till the second week of April.
Great.
So you have some time to go ahead and
during
see
during library
that.
Hours?
Absolutely.
During see the show.
Yes, ma'am.
And so where are these shows? Are they always at the library? Do you have gallery space at City Hall? Or?
Unfortunately, at this moment, we do not have gallery space at City Hall. So this year, the Martin Luther King Jr. show and the Cesar Chavez show have both been at the Palm Springs Public mm-hmm. Library. They have some space. So the one good thing about being able to show there is that it's open 6 days a week. It's free, absolutely. And there's so many community events there, and there's so much great lectures and talks and kids' activities that go on at the library already. So it's just another layer that people can enjoy when they visit the library mm-hmm. and see more work done by not only by the young people in our community.
So are these competitive
yes.
shows? Like
yes.
you don't hang everything?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, and it is competitive, and there is a jurying process.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I think that we really strive for is
inclusion.
This, absolutely, to be inclusive, but we also strive for the students to do their best work. One of the great things I would say that I admire about the programs that Louisa has put together throughout the district is that you don't just get to show up. You have to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put your best foot forward. And,
I'll give you an example. You know, there is a standard, Joan, and I really want our students to strive for excellence and to really put forth the best work, and the teachers as well in guiding them. And I remember early on, it was a show at Ranch Mirage Library many years ago, and work came in from a site and it wasn't properly framed and presentation worthy. And I remember working with the teacher because I said, we can't do that. You have to come in. It has to look a certain way. You know, so that's something we've worked on over the years. And if you're working with 4 high schools, so, you know, our 4 major high schools plus MSJ, I want them all to be competitive. So I want them all to be working to the same standard. So I think almost all work makes it into shows, and then the very best work is a winner. So if you have attain the standard, like you understand the parameters, which is important for artists to know, because artists will compete throughout their life if they're serious. It's a certain size, or it's a certain subject, or, you know, they're looking for X, Y, or Z. And then there's content, and then there's execution, like how much technical skill did you bring to it. So these are, you know, generally juniors and seniors that compete in these shows, and like I said, that becomes important for kids who are going on to art school or college, to be able to show that they participated or they were a winner or they were honorable mention and so forth. So I think, you know, over the years we have set a standard and we're pushing the mark upwards. I want, when the public sees the work our kids do, to be impressed and to know that, wow, these are young adults and they're very capable and they do beautiful work. And I think the other thing about student art shows, it's wildly different. You know, I go to lots of museums and look at art. It's my favorite thing. But a young person's look is very optimistic and very hopeful. And the work that they produce looks different, I think, than standard adult work. So their take on Cesar Chavez and his history, their take on Martin Luther King and what that means to American culture looks a lot different than it would otherwise. So I think, you know, if you want to be uplifted, go and see a student show, not just for the art, but for the heart and soul of how young people think and react to things. I think that's very important as a society to know.
Absolutely.
So do you have other programs in the works that you guys are brainstorming that you haven't done yet? You must be thinking about something.
You know,
and why is Portraits of City a one-time thing?
There's a lot of things that have to do with artists in residence, an artist that you can work with and build a program around, and that's very typical for an artist in residence. It's a limited time. It's not a full-time job for them, and so you build it around them. There's a famous local artist that has indicated interest in working with students, and so he's on our minds. I'm not going to name him, but we'd like to build something around him based on that offer. So, like I said, to do two full-scale shows a year is a lot. That takes a lot of work and effort. I'm always amazed because people think shows just show up and they're on their wall. Isn't that fabulous? And that's
for a few so years you did a district-wide art show.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't know why it went away, but probably because of the
what would you imagine?
Incredible amount of work that went into it. And it probably because you're doing all these others, it was probably like, well, yeah, we are already doing so much. Why are we knocking ourselves out to do yet another one that is bigger than any of them?
As the show opportunities have grown over the years, you know, because we have a big end of the year show at COD, we have a big one with UCR Palm Desert. So these things have evolved over time. So we have a really healthy array of shows. I was framing upwards of 100 pieces going into that. And when I moved over to Rancho Mirage High School to oversee MTU, that's when I stopped. I just simply didn't have literally a solid week to devote to framing. So I'm sorry. That was a good show. I think I did that for about 7 years.
Yeah, it was really. Jen, did you ever go to that?
I did.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible, but I totally understand.
Yeah.
And it's not like
my kids dreaded that weekend
every year. Yeah.
And I knew not to call Louisa during that week. No. It's like, oh, yeah,
but
this is
blocked
out.
But she doesn't have an open week anymore.
I really don't.
There's not. Like, even summer. I mean, she probably gets 1 week where she can have a little
solid
downtime.
Week, yeah.
And that's it.
Now, my kids, when we used to do that big show, they would look at me and they'd say, why don't you have people for this? I'm like, you're my people. Yes, please start moving art.
Well, and, you know, you ask about what projects we have coming up. Well, what's great is that as these shows go on display, and, you know, we're talking about Portraits of a City, and as these things roll out and come online, I have had several different community members within various organizations come to me and say, hey, Jen, do you think maybe, you know, the commission and the district would want to work with us on doing a project here at our location? You know, and it's like, well, yeah, let's talk about that. What are you thinking? So there's, you know, as we develop these programs, people are seeing the products that we're producing, you know, the ideas the commission's coming up with, the school district working together, being able to put public art out there in the city. with students, you know, working underneath an artist and, you know, under their direction. So we're not putting up what people sometimes refer to as kitty art,
yeah,
hand painting,
hand prints.
No,
yeah. No, we don't do that.
Not at all. That stays on the fridge at home to be admired by all there. However, what we're, you know, our goal has always been, let's do a quality product that these students can be proud of and come back later and say, you know,
I was part of that.
I did that.
Well, even the little kids can do some amazing things that are not just refrigerator art. The picture that the superintendent has in her office.
You like that one?
Yeah. It's just, and I think that's
that was a second grade.
Yeah.
Second grade
it's
collab.
It's just unbelievable. Okay.
Well, I
have to tell you.
Yes.
We all agree that the plaque's in the wrong place and the picture goes the other way because the elephant's upside down.
Okay. Well, that's art, though. I mean, you're trying to make it. You're trying to make it make sense and be, you know,
right,
photorealistic, but no.
We were all sitting in there admiring it, like,
it's an upside-down floating elephant.
All right.
You know what? A seven-year-old would totally be down with that, Joan. What's wrong with that?
So. You can't admit that maybe you put the black in the wrong place.
No way. I'm not a trained professional, Joan. How dare you?
But it is. It's beautiful. It's really. And there's so much of that. And
well, I think, like, the key is, and Jen touched on it, I think it's a combination of a really interesting idea and then ability to execute it or facilitate it. And so, you know, strong partnerships like we have in the district are a combination of that. Like, you can have a great idea, but if you can't make it happen, it's just a great idea that never comes to life. And you can be really great at making things happen, but if it's uninspired, who cares? It's, you know, so I think that's really the fun and beauty of this job and the area. Like, all these creative, interesting people. There's people like Jen who call me up, and before I even know what the idea is, I'm in. Yeah, sure, let's go. What do you got? Let's do it, you know, because we have the students and we have access to kids, and you know, the bottom line is the goal is to provide quality arts experiences for children, and that looks a lot of different ways.
And, you know, I'm going to, another thing we haven't really touched on is that a lot of the projects we put forth with these students often involve an artist from our community who would, you know, we call it the artist in residence, mm-hmm, who takes the time, typically without pay, right, no stipend, to spend 10 weeks coming into the classroom with these students and teaching them their craft. Mm-hmm. And making sure that they do it well and they take something away that they can use later on. And so it's a huge collaboration, like I said, between the city, between the district, and between the artists that live and work in our communities and in our valley, mm-hmm, who are willing to give their time.
Now, we're very blessed. And, in fact, the Portraits of the City, the gallery that we showed in, we were very pleased to be able to show in a professional gallery, and that was Juliana Poldi who stepped up and offered us that for free. So mm-hmm. I think nobody supports students like arts people do. I just think artists, musicians, dancers,
yes,
they love their art form so much. They're willing to give, and there's a lot of comparability between artists and teachers in my mind. We all do it because we love it, and we want the next generation to love it too.
And you obviously, Jen, are in the right job, because you're just so, she's been, you can't see her, but she's just been beaming with this bright smile the whole time she's been here. It hasn't faded at all. So you should be very proud of everything that you do, and we truly appreciate your partnership.
Well, thank you.
It's important, and the kids are the winners.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So thank you for everything that you do. And Louisa, anything coming up in April that you want everybody to know about?
No, just, you know, we're going to gear up for our last show for MTU, and then
yeah,
opera season will be here. And then I have an exciting new summer camp I'm working on, but not ready to release.
Next month.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next month.
I think
month.
I will have that down.
All right.
Then. Okay.
Way cool. And Red Hot Ballroom Dance, May
yes,
12th.
That's coming. Mm-hmm.
At Palm Springs High School, 9 a.m. You want to see that.
You
Louisa,
do.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank
see you.
You
next month.
Okay.
And next week, our guest will be Cathedral City High Theater Director Ray Franz, and a couple of the stars of the upcoming musical Grease. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you so much, Andrea. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.